Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Michael Corcoran, thank you very much indeed. Now let me ask you this. Could our homes and gardens be facing a bamboo crisis? Well, one homeowner in the UK has reported, wait for it, a bill of £100,000 for damage caused by the fast-growing plant, while environmental consultancy Environet says its lines are flooded through the summer with gardeners looking for help. I'm joined now by Nolene Smith, who's Assistant Professor in Environmental Horticulture at UCD. Nolene, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Cormac. Yeah, good to chat to you about this.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by this. What makes bamboo so dangerous for our gardens and even our homes?
I suppose the first thing is maybe to point out there's a lot of different types of bamboo. We grow a couple here in Ireland. So probably ones that we have seen that are become invasive in the past from old estates and stuff are things called sasa, so broadleaf bamboo and arrow bamboo. So we really don't buy those anymore. But what really is an issue and what's popping up in the UK is that this new type, this Phyllostachys, which is the running type, the sassas, we tend not to buy those anymore. They're like old style plants, they go a bit nuts. But the Phyllostachys up till now has been clump forming, and that's because we've been kind of in colder conditions. So in the UK, it's heating up definitely around the southeast of England a lot quicker. So basically, they stop clump forming and they start running once conditions become kind of suited to them.
So it's now down to climate change as well.
These Phyllostachys, exactly. Oh, so now these Phyllostachys are, they're settling in and they're going a bit nuts. And the thing about bamboo is they totally like just grow vegetatively. They don't bother putting up flowers or have any fruits. They're very bizarre things. They'll only kind of flower and then drop dead. But that only happens maybe every 100 years or so. So they're very bizarre kind of things. So what's happening in the UK is that these Phyllostachys now are becoming runners instead of clump forming ones. And that's what's that's what people are seeing.
Going nuts, so they're, you say, and it's going nuts, all right, because it's bashing through floorboards and pavement stones, isn't it? In the UK,
they're very strong. I mean, their roots and their rhizomes are very strong. I mean, if you try and dig one, you know, the spade will bounce off it and stuff. Yeah, so we've been growing these, and even the Royal Horticultural Society have recently recommended that we only grow these Phyllostachys in pots now, or things with membranes. You can buy bamboo membrane. So, I mean, they've become very popular because they're great wind-resistant kind of hedges, and they look very exotic, and you know, they kind of rustle in the wind. They give this oriental kind of nice look to the garden, and they've been quite popular. So okay. I suppose the thing is just to be careful if you and buy the more cultivated or ornamental varieties.
Okay.
Don't buy the true species, buy the one with the super stripes, and just be a bit beware.
Okay. Yeah. Assistant Professor in Environmental Horticulture at UCD, Nolene Smith, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.